Brad Schimmel, appointed as interim U.S. attorney, can serve for 120 days in new role, Zeig, Racine County, I. Former state attorney general and conservative state Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel has been appointed as the interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Schimmel, who was also previously a Waukesha County Circuit Court judge and the Waukesha County District Attorney, will now be the highest-ranking federal prosecutor in the district that covers the eastern part of the state, including Milwaukee. Usually, U.S. attorneys are first recommended for the office by the two U.S. senators in a state and then nominated by the president before being confirmed by the Senate. In Wisconsin, Senators Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson operate a joint commission responsible for finding candidates. Schimmel told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that the commission was unable to reach a consensus for the job, which has been empty since February when former U.S. Attorney Gregory Hahnstadt, a Biden appointee, left the role as part of the normal transition when a new party enters the White House. In a statement, Baldwin accused Trump of blowing up Wisconsin's bipartisan judicial nominating process and ignoring Wisconsinites of all stripes by choosing Schimmel, whom voters rejected twice, in his races for state attorney general and Supreme Court. Once the commission failed to find a candidate, Schimmel said he reached out to U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, whom he knows from their time as state attorneys general. Interim U.S. attorneys are allowed to hold that role for 120 days, though the Trump administration has tried in other states to extend that period. Schimmel takes top federal court job. Schimmel will now take over the office as it manages increased federal immigration enforcement happening in the state and heads into the highly political trial of Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan, who federal prosecutors have alleged obstructed the work of federal agents attempting to apprehend a migrant in the county courthouse. Dugan's trial is set for DKA 15. Schimmel told the Journal Sentinel the prosecution team on the case will remain the same. Schimmel ran for the state Supreme Court earlier this year in what became the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history, largely due to the involvement of Elon Musk, who was at the time a part of the Trump administration through his DOGE office. Schimmel lost by more than 10 percentage points to Justice Susan Crawford. In his campaign, he touted his prosecutorial experience, but was unable to separate himself from criticism that he was too closely tied to Trump and Musk.